Simplicity Spirulina Farm, what you see here on the beach in Simplicity Community, started in 1996. Very small, with just a few tanks. And slowly, slowly it developed to what we are now. Basically, we're still not really big. It's still all very small-scale stuff. And we also started now our new spirulina farm in Windara. So this is the spirulina. What you see, you see a tank with green water. Now, if I take a little bit of this spirulina in my hand, then you see all those little green dots, very little green dots. So if you take a drop of this under the microscope, then you will see that every little green dot is one little spiral. That's why the name spirulina. The shape of the spirulina algae is perfectly spiraled. Spirulina was the first plant life on Earth 3.6 billion years ago. It's somehow the link between bacterial and plant life. It belongs to the blue-green algae family. And the blue-green algae family, that were the first plant lives on Earth.
Can you explain how you cultivate
the spirulina? Yes, I explain. So we just harvest here by hand. It's the most easy way. If you harvest with pumps, then you have power cut. It's also not good for the spirulina strain. It will break in the pump. You have electricity wires near your tank, and I don't want that. So we found out that the best way to harvest spirulina is just by hand. So the women, they just take a bucket with water, pour it on top of the filter cloth. The first filter cloth, the little dirts and insects or whatever, the leaves, stays in. In the second filter cloth, what is a screen printing cloth of 200 micron, the spirulina stays in. And then we have the fresh spirulina paste. That is also what the people can eat in the solar kitchen on Wednesday. And the fresh spirulina, the spirulina before drying. And then we dry the spirulina in the sun on top of the roof, and in the afternoon it is dry. When we dry our spirulina, we dry it in little sticks like that, with some kind of a spaghetti machine. So the crunchy is the form the spirulina has after the sun drying. Then we, with the grinder, we make it into powder. And then the powder we put into capsules, or we make tablets. So some people think the powder is the first form and then you make the crunchy. It's the other way around. The crunchy is the very first form it has, the spirulina has, after the sun drying.
And how can you eat this? How you mix with
water? How you can eat the spirulina? Well, you can eat the fresh spirulina, like in the solar kitchen on Wednesday. The fresh is very nice to eat with your food. Or you can make a lemon juice with the fresh spirulina, with lemon juice and some sugar or jaggery. With lemon, very good combination also, as lemon has a lot of vitamin C. And spirulina has no vitamin C, and the vitamin C will help the assimilation of many nutrition elements in the spirulina to be assimilated by the body. The fresh spirulina juice you can only get here on the farm around 12 o'clock. For all the people working here, and for us, and for all the guests who are here. And then there's, okay, the fresh spirulina, and then we dry it in the sun, then you have the crunchy, and some people like very much the crunchy, and they just eat it like that as a snack, or you put it on top of your salad or whatever. And some people prefer powder, because they said that mixed nicely with my chutney or my sambar, or on your pizza, or on your bread with peanut butter. and spirulina, or mix it with your mayonnaise, or whatever you want to do. And there are also people who totally don't like the taste of it. You haven't tasted spirulina?
Yeah, yes, but it's
the crunchy.
For the radio.
Okay, let's go there. I'll let you eat something, and then you explain to the listeners how the taste is.
Okay, nice.
Morning.
Hello.
We are going for the radio. We are going to eat some spirulina now, and she's going to explain.
Yeah.
And then you explain.
Hello. Now I'm trying the crunchy. This is the crunchy.
This is the crunchy.
Okay. Ah yes, it looked like I thought that was totally like algae, but there is a little bit of arachid taste, no? I don't know.
So what do you think of it?
I was thinking that was really not very tasty, but it's good, no? Eat like that.
Yeah, it has quite some salt, yeah. Because not we are using here brackish water, no? So this culture is more salty than most other spirulina cultures. That's why our spirulina is quite salty.
Yeah, it's nice, huh?
Yeah.
You smell strongly after in your
house. Yeah. No. You smell strongly, and also your teeth become
green.
Completely green.
Yeah, that's very sexy, huh?
So most people, they eat it in the intimacy of their house.
How you came to spirulina?
I came in 96 here to Auroville, and then I stayed as a guest in here in Simplicity, and there was a person, Bonaventure Chasson, and he, since many years, he wanted to start a spirulina farm, and he had quite some books about spirulina farming, and he also was purchasing some spirulina in Madras and in Chennai, and supplying that to Portus. And anyway, this person, he just died when I was here 1 week, and so then I was alone here in this Simplicity community, and going through his stuff and his books, then I got interested by the idea of spirulina, so I took over the idea of Bonaventure to start spirulina farming. It's also what I say many times is that we have the spirulina farm here. It's not because of me, it's because of Auroville, no? Auroville, city of the future. Spirulina is food of the future. Spirulina farming is very, very simple. It's, especially here in Tamil Nadu, as the spirulina belongs to this climate. You can also find it in some temple ponds and some lakes here in South India. You can find spirulina, not pure spirulina like here is only spirulina, but if you take a sample, you can find a few pieces of spirulina inside. So it's very easy here, the climate is perfect. I just went this summer to France, where you have also quite some spirulina farms, and they all have problems with the climate, and they have to cover the tanks, and they can only grow spirulina for 4 months a year, and the whole culture is dying, and so many problems. So I'm happy to be a spirulina farmer here in Tamil Nadu. That makes things much more easy.